Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. Good to be connected with you again.
As always.
So, Susan and Arika are here today to continue the conversation about conflict. And Arika, Susan, what were your reflections from the last conversation?
What would I remember from last conversation? Was the idea that there are just lots of different perspectives. And when I was listening to you Mexicans talk about that, I thought, yeah, that does not feel conflicting in that sense to my ego if I just listen to it as different perspectives. And I think for me, this is perhaps more difficult to do when it seems personal to the ego and it's between people, like somebody between me and someone I care about, then I think my ego has much more to say. And I think then my ego would experience that more as a threat to have. I mean, it depends on what it is, you know, maybe having different needs about things, then it would be something that the ego would find more threatening. If it's more kind of different opinions, I don't think that the ego would necessarily care, at least not always. And so that's kind of where I've been left with. And I have a couple of questions, or I have at least one question that I want to ask about personal relationships and conflicts.
The thing that stood out for me was conflict being an invitation rather than a threat. And it's like, oh, yeah, part of me, I'll say the inner being, gets that. The ego really is kind of struggling with the invitation. I think at a kind of almost like a logical way, maybe a bit like Arika's saying, the ego's like, okay, yeah, I get there's different perspectives. But I still sometimes think my perspective is better or more right than someone else's. So there's still that subtle, maybe not so subtle, sort of narrative from the ego. So that's, but I find that really interesting, and I'm sort of experimenting with looking at where's the invitation in this, or what's the invitation in this. So I think that was a key thing that I think is really helpful. And I think the other thing was about the ego sort of sense of needing to do something. Okay, there's conflict, so we need to do something, either engage in it or disengage in it or whatever, but there's a doing element to it. And I guess what I was really picking up from the conversation is it is much more about the being, you know, it's who are we being in that. And all of those perspectives are all part of the oneness that we are all part of. So it's more difficult to separate yourself from other people and other views if you take that perspective. So, yeah, the invitation and then the non-doing, those were the two things that stood out for me.
I love that. And yeah, I really relate to what you're saying. It's like you think your perspective is better or more right or whatever you said than others. It's like, yeah, I mean, what ego doesn't think that? I mean, that's the basis of like the conflict, right?
It's kind of like, I'm willing to accept your perspective, but only up to a point. I'm trying to think of what an analogy would be, but it's there's a caveat to it. It's like terms and conditions. I'll accept your perspective, but here are my terms and conditions. It's conditional.
I love that. And yeah, I really resonate with like what you're both saying. And the Mexicans, you said towards the end of the last conversation about conflict, you said, are you willing to stand in the fire without there being conflict, to not withdraw, to not comply? And is it possible to be true to yourself? And I love that because, Ulrika, you said a really beautiful thing there when you talked about conflict with people like we care about. I mean, I have no bother being really rude to somebody down the phone that I think I'm never going to see again. But it can feel different to the human self when it's people we really care about. And so, Mexicans, please share with us your non-physical perspective.
We would like to point out that we have very little experience in this area. We do not find ourselves in conflict very often, if at all. And so we can offer a perspective based on little experience. This could, in fact, be an advantage. We began our last conversation by stating that from our perspective, there is no such thing. This is something unique to the physical realm, where there is the illusion of separation and where these differing expressions of Great Spirit come together under the influence of programs and with limited information, limited by the senses. And this makes for a very interesting and entertaining game called Having an Adventure in the World of Form. And like many games that humans play, it seems very important. It seems important to win at this game. From our perspective, there are no winners or losers. Everyone gets to play the game. And for some, the game of life in form is very challenging and uncomfortable. And for others, physically less challenging, but sometimes equally challenging in other ways. Perhaps less obvious ways, as perceived through the senses. And so we can imagine that this is an area of interest to the human self because conflict can be something that is uncomfortable to experience. It can bring up strong emotions. It can lead to actions which are seemingly unloving towards apparent others. In extreme cases, it can lead to wars and this would be a more intense version of the same energy that causes an argument with another driver over a parking space, where both drivers have their sights on the same parking space and there is only room for one vehicle. And the unsuccessful driver may offer a perspective to the other driver, the perspective of, that was my space. And there may be an exchange of words or even a physical exchange, depending on how strongly the ego is feeling wronged. This energy that comes up is the same energy that leads to wars and murder. And possibly there are examples of people being murdered because of an argument over a parking space. It is a purely human experience, a purely human emotion. If one is aligned with who you really are, the perfect expression of the Creator, Great Spirit, conflict would not be possible. How would Great Spirit be in that car park or in that war? There could be no conflict. And yet, Great Spirit is also familiar with different perspectives. In fact, Great Spirit is every perspective. Great Spirit is both of those drivers arguing over a parking space. Great Spirit showing up in form. Great Spirit having the experience of being human and choosing to forget what is real and true. Choosing to forget that oneness that exists for every human somewhere deep inside. And so perspectives, different perspectives would seem to be the cause of conflict, and yet we would say not really. So what is at the heart of conflict? It would seem to us the heart of conflict is forgetting who you really are and forgetting that there is no such thing as separation. Feeling the need to have the apparent world of form be a certain way in order to feel okay. So for our two drivers in the car park, both are making their well-being about parking in that one same space. And because one of the two is denied that opportunity, this brings up very strong emotions. Experienced from the perspective of who you really are, a different energy could exist between those two drivers who seem to be arguing over a limited resource in the form of a parking space. And it does not matter whether it is a parking space or territory or food. Whatever the content, it is unimportant. It is the energy, the that one brings. And to believe in the energy of lack, separation, limitation is to make conflict possible. If one is aligned with the inner being, if one is able to remember who you really are, to see the other or others as expressions of Great Spirit also, and therefore to see the oneness rather than the separation, conflict cannot occur. And when we speak of conflict being an invitation, conflict is that invitation to remember that this difference that seems important in the moment, seen from a different perspective, is not important, is merely an opportunity to align with that perspective of oneness. And many would say this is a challenge. Perhaps not so much of a challenge when the stakes are low, as seen from the human perspective. But when the stakes are increased, this becomes much more challenging. If you steal a flower from my garden, we don't have to fall out over that. If you steal one of my children, there is much more likely to be conflict because the stakes seem much higher.
I have two questions, at least. My mind cannot follow how to do that. If somebody was to steal my child, yeah, there would be conflict for sure. And I do not understand what it is that you would want me to do on a human level. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand that. So that's one area that I don't understand. And then I guess how I already came into the podcast was, since my ego hates conflict with people I really care about, it actually quite likes the idea that I can just kind of align with the inner being and then the conflict is gone. But I do wonder, is that also a way out of actually not then maybe talking about what needs to be talked about, or I don't know, standing up for myself or whatever it may be. I can see that the ego would find it quite appealing to circumvent a conflict like that. And I don't know whether that's the purpose, you know, whether that's, is that really what is kind of helpful, to just go to the inner being, kind of sort it out on that level with myself? Is that what you mean? Or is that an avoidance of conflict? Because also Laura mentioned the standing in the fire, because that would not feel like standing in the fire to me necessarily, although I may not understand what you mean by that. Basically, I feel like I don't have a clue about what you're really talking about.
We acknowledge your willingness to speak those words. And we recognize that the perspective from the unseen is challenging for the human self to understand, let alone live. And as with any concept or invitation that we make, we would say, begin small. And this could be as simple as the willingness to discuss differing perspectives without the emotion that can come up based on wanting to win, based on wanting the other to comply or to agree. And of course, the opposite scenario is a similar invitation where there is the avoidance of conflict. There is surface level compliance. And yet within there is a feeling of resentment because the person who avoids conflict is not feeling able to speak their truth for fear of upsetting what would feel like a peaceful energy, a peaceful atmosphere. And so the invitation that we make is to not shy away from speaking your truth, not keep your perspective hidden, and to allow another perspective to exist, and to honor that perspective. There are many perspectives that are being offered in the world of form that would bring up very strong emotions in others, where the perspective seems very wrong, as seen from the other perspective. And yet, you have heard us speak of allow all things as a way of creating for the human self a greater sense of peace. And allow all things includes allow all perspectives. There is no right perspective and there is no wrong perspective. There are just different perspectives. And so to begin in a small way to flex one's habitual approach to conflict, whether it be to avoid or whether it be to get angry with another or whatever conflict brings up within the human self, there is an invitation to choose a way of dealing with others that is more aligned with who you really are. So to offer a perspective that carries an energy of love rather than a need for compliance or a judgment of the other. So where there is an open exchange of views on a topic, there is an allowing for the other. And this creates a different energetic environment, a different atmosphere where peace can prevail because there is that allowing of different perspectives.
What occurs to me is the world of form is always a mirror for our energy. If we want to win, we will invite others into the reality who also want to win, because it's, and then we will judge them for the energy that we are also being. And so I can glimpse a perspective where if we were being the energy of love, and not believing in lack and limitation, it wouldn't be two conflicting perspectives. We would have access to an infinite range of possibilities, and who knows what would be suggested. What's occurring is, I can think of a place that I worked where there was a lot of conflict. We worked with people who society would say had mental ill health, and people were at all levels of wellness or unwellness. And I can remember one particular situation where someone's energy was of conflict, but mine wasn't. And they weren't able to sustain it, even although they were practically nose to nose screaming at me. And I guess in that moment, it felt like being possessed, actually, to not react, but just to keep being, like, I guess, the presence of love, and how that opened up something else where the person was able to, I guess, see what was really going on for them. But that's like one moment out of many, many where I've also been like, come on then.
And this is a helpful perspective to bring to this conversation, to bring your own experiences. And as you point out, the world of form is a mirror. And each individual expression of Great Spirit in human form, each perspective carries an energy and a set of programs that are a unique blend. And what flows from that is each human having a unique experience of the world of form. It would seem that there are many apparent aspects to the world of form that these different perspectives can agree on. There is a mountain, there is a building, and because the senses can detect the mountain or the building, the different humans are able to agree. Yes, that is a mountain. Yes, that is a building. The missing part is that each human will experience that mountain or that building differently based on their programs. Big mountain, small mountain. Nice mountain, not so nice mountain. Scary mountain, inviting mountain. And it's the same mountain, but the experience of it differs. And the experience is created by the energy in the form of programs that the human is carrying, is living. Great Spirit is living through these programs intentionally. And therefore, what seems like something that everyone can agree on, in fact, this is not the case. The experience of what that is different for every person. And that is why there is no right or wrong to this. There is just what the person is believing to be true, and that will be reflected back by the world of form as an expression of that energy.
Susan and Arika, I don't know if this is true for you, but there can be times where it feels like it's an instantaneous reaction rather than a thought out, no, I don't agree with that. And so it can feel like sometimes with conflict, I only get to see the programs when I'm reacting to it. It's not like, oh, I have an awareness that I have a program that says I don't like whatever. And it's only in the game of life when something comes up and I experience the human self reacting, I'm like, bloody hell, like, because often it can feel like the reaction is not commensurate with what has actually occurred. And I don't know if that's something that resonates with either of you.
Yeah, I certainly think that I know that there are many times when I can be in a conversation and realise that there's conflict and almost, and I can feel it, and there's definitely a part of me going, okay, I'm contributing to this, and but the program is really taking hold, and so the stubborn nature of the ego is like, I'm not going to let go of this. Even if sometimes the human self can start to see the other perspective, it's like the ego's kind of, the program's got hold of the ego, and more often than not, it's afterwards where you think, okay, that really didn't need to happen. So yeah, it's not a conscious thought out thing. I find myself in it and then find it difficult to get out of it. And so this ego's response would sometimes be to just withdraw, which can really fuel the conflict for the other person.
I love that, because actually the withdrawing is actually the still an energy of the ego, not a choice that's aligned with the inner being.
So what's coming to mind as an example for me is, so if Dan and I disagree about something, and perhaps there's been some conflict, and so his approach will often be to move on. Okay, let's move on from that. And for me, it's like I can't just do that. There has to be some space. And I'm just thinking, what is that space for? You know, for the ego to stew a little bit, or for me to justify in my own mind, I don't know what the stuff goes on, because you can just go, okay, fine, line under the sand, move on. And he now knows that he needs to give me a bit of space, because that's not going to work for me. And it's totally ego. I know it's completely ego, because I can feel it and it doesn't feel good. And I would really like to just be able to do that. And I think actually, as I'm saying that, part of it is maybe because I want him to feel a little bit bad. That's what just come to me there. It's like, if I just say everything's okay, then he's won. So this ego's like, I just have to keep, you know, a bit of the higher ground here and make him suffer a little bit.
I love you for saying that, you know, because actually we've all got that shit going on inside us, right? So all we're doing is naming it. It's like, there's nothing, absolutely, there's nothing different about any of us than any other human walking the planet. It's just the programs and how they show up, right?
And I need for Dan not to listen to this podcast, because otherwise he'll know the secret game that's going on.
We won't send him the link.
I mean, I do that as well, but I think I do that more when I don't care anymore. I think either I must feel very safe, I guess, with that person, that they don't leave, or I'm so angry, so up in my ego, that I don't care even if they did leave. So I think then I will be like that as well. Then I will be openly very angry and will kind of really fight, or I can also go into punishing mode afterwards if I feel like it. But I think if I don't feel safe in the sense of someone maybe leaving, I won't say it, and I will withdraw, but not with the intent at least to hurt or punish or anything the other person, but more because my ego is so busy now to make me wrong for whatever perspective I have, that it's trying to shut me up, because I think the ego has the program that if I did speak my truth, that definitely wouldn't go down well, and that, you know, that would destroy it. And so then I guess I would be probably more caught up in feeling resentful. And so in that sense, that probably would linger, or I would find a way, I don't know, somehow try and make it disappear. I don't know, in myself, but that's, I think that's the other side of it for me.
And it is helpful for the human self to recognize these patterns and to have a greater awareness when a program is activated and the human self is feeling very aligned with the human perspective on a certain situation. It is helpful to remember that this perspective, whilst it may seem very compelling in the moment, is just a perspective and is not necessarily true and is not necessarily the only perspective. It is based on very limited information coming in through the senses, and it is distorted by the stories that the human self is believing about itself, about the other, and about the world of form generally. So the basis for conflict is very shaky at best. The different perspectives that seem to be clashing are all of them made up and do not represent anything close to reality as seen from our perspective.
And what's coming to mind for me is the amount of times in organizations people look for others who share their perspective, and now we're definitely right. And I guess that's no different whether it's organizations, communities, beliefs about whatever it is. It's the same thing when human egos find someone else who agrees with them. Well, we're definitely right, because look, they believe it too.
And so the human perspective is looking for validation. It is looking for confirmation that what it believes is in fact true, and finding others who share that perspective can offer that validation. And once again, we would say this is where having the awareness can be a contribution, to remember that just because another human shares a perspective does not make it the truth. Does not make it the truth. It makes it a truth, in as much that the truth is what the human self is believing to be true. And it is easy to demonstrate that these truths that humans believe change. And so the question we would pose is, that previous truth that the human self was believing that it no longer does, was that the truth? And this new perspective that the human self is believing, is that the truth? And it is helpful for the human self to remember that these perspectives are merely that, just different ways of seeing a situation. made complicated by the limitations of the senses and the influence of the programs.
It feels like you've given us much to be with there, Mexicans. And I just wonder if you have any final words that you would like to share with us or anyone else who may be listening to this about conflict.
We would say conflict is a choice. Many humans would believe they are powerless inasmuch that they have only one way to respond to certain people or certain events. And we would say how the human self responds is conditioned. There is a belief in a story that says this is how we must respond. To be free from that program and to have more choice around how to respond is to become more free, more peaceful, and more aligned with who you really are beyond form. More like Great Spirit, to not judge, but other to love.
Thank you, Mexicans. Thank you, Rika. Thank you, Susan. Just another run-of-your-mill conversation with the Mexicans.
We flow love to you all.
Most gratefully received, and we flow love to you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.